How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello, everyone. We're very
excited.
Hi. Sorry, I was on ahead there.
No, I liked it. I just interrupted you, which is actually quite a rude way to start the podcast.
No, Susie, no. It's not a formal... We don't want a formal podcast, do we?
No. No, but you're quite formal.
I dress formal, but I act informal. Very casual.
That's true.
I act all louche in my talking.
Well, I don't know about that.
I think
you're very good at a dinner plan.
Yes, that's one of the important things I will.
Yes. Have you watched Queen Charlotte?
Oh, no, I haven't seen any of those. Or Bridgerton. Do you like it?
Tom, I think it's right up your boulevard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We know someone that's in the new series.
Whom?
Our producer Emma's going to beep it out and I'll tell you who it is.
Oh, yes, I knew this.
Okay.
I knew this. And in fact, I owe her a phone call, but yes.
It's so exciting because I love it so much.
Oh.
Yeah. But the reason I'm telling you is because in Queen Charlotte, which is the spin-off of Bridgerton, which is excellent. It's absolutely brilliant. I loved it. There's a gay storyline of two of the butlers.
Okay.
And I think it is very up your boulevard.
Oh, really?
I hope you don't mind me saying.
Oh.
It's very... I mean, as soon as I saw him, I thought, well, it takes one to know one. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's one of us.
There's a lot of bums, I think, in that show, don't you?
A lot of bums? What, bare bums?
Yes, is that right?
There's a lot of shagging in Bridgerton. There's less in...
Queen Charlotte.
Well, there's still a fair bit of it in Queen Charlotte. But yes, there is quite a lot of shagging in Bridgerton. I did watch an episode with my mum and she was like, oh, they don't mind, do they?
They don't.
I would say they don't mind at all. They don't mind one bit.
I like that. They don't mind.
But you know what I always think when I'm watching Bridgerton and they're all shagging?
Mm.
I always think, oh yeah, go on, do it. No, I don't. I always think...
I think that's what you think.
I always think, are they brushing their teeth in that era?
Oh, don't. Yeah, absolutely. Don't.
And if they are, what are they brushing it with? Like, when did toothpaste come in?
Don't know, actually.
Should we have a look?
Victorian era. Yeah.
When was toothpaste invented?
Because people didn't chew on herbs and things. I think people were quite disgusting.
Oh, fuck
back then.
That.
They were like, they were quite disgusting. Their teeth fell out all the time. I mean, that's the thing.
Okay, who invented toothpaste? In 1824, a dentist named Peabody, first name unknown, was the first person to add soap to dental paste.
Oh, dental paste. Maybe it was a thing.
In 20 years later, Colgate mass produced the first toothpaste. Colgate has been around. Since the 1840s. Fucking hell. They must have some dough.
They must. Gosh. So many teeth.
But Egyptians used paste to clean their teeth around 5000 BC.
Did they know? How do they know? No,
I don't know. How do they know that?
I don't know if that's true, you know.
They've just heard on a podcast and put it on. They might have heard it from us.
I think they have. We probably told them.
Yeah.
How would you know that? Like, oh, we found...
Some drawings on a wall.
Some drawings of a toothpaste. Anything. Yeah.
Does that say or B?
I picked up, I'm not endorsing toothpaste, but I did try Oral B. I didn't mind it. So I was always a Colgate boy for a long time.
Oh, were you? We're very much Aquafresh in our house.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, at Mum and Dad's. At Mum and Dad's, they are.
Aquafreshes with the stripe.
Yeah, with the stripe.
Oh, because the, I've had to use Sensodyne a lot because I think I grind my teeth and it wears them down a bit.
Oh my God, I think nurses have it hard, don't they?
I know, right. Where was my clap on the doorstep? Right.
Right, guys.
Right. Because I've been watching the Downton.
We've been watching from the beginning again.
Well, I fall asleep, so I don't know where we're up to at the moment.
So are they brushing their teeth?
For a minute. Well, no, I don't know, but Barrow has been, he's been talking about being gay. And, it's been because it's been a time for him.
Oh,
he's
sorry to hear that.
He's had a time. He's troubled man.
Right. He don't mind.
He don't mind. Well, he does seem to mind. Well,
right.
He seems to be quite mean to everybody.
Oh, but, well, that's internalized homophobia. It makes you ill.
That's the thing, isn't it? Be careful. Get it out.
You've got to get it out.
Got to get it
out. You got to externalize your homophobia. No.
Oh my God, we're the worst.
We are the worst.
The worst role models. Sorry, everybody. Now, what's this about? What is this about correspondence? Have people been writing in?
People have been writing in. We're absolutely chocker. I love it.
Rammed. Okay.
Rammed. Rammo in the main room, as they say. Mm. Dearest Tom and Suze, averagely long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Oh, gosh.
Wanted to get in touch regarding the Peach Bellini baby food hack.
Thank you. What's the
from
story?
Someone in Bristol.
Thank you.
A few weeks ago, which tickled me, on a particularly wearisome quiet carriage trip to London. Oh. I recently hosted a birthday coffee, brackets, cocktail, morning for a small group of like-minded friends. Oh, and despite having full confidence that Tesco Extra Bristlington, yes, also in Bristol, would have my back regarding peach juice for Bellinis, it was not to be. Following your recommendation, I turned my tail and zipped down to the baby food aisle to pick up some Ella's peach puree for my Bellinis. Filled with confidence, my lovely boyfriend Ollie and myself agonised over whether peach with banana puree would be acceptable substitute for the discerning artsy gaze of Bristol.
Hang on, peach with banana?
Yes, I think they do a peach and banana one, which I imagine was the only one that was available. That feels less hopeful for me.
Yes, what happens?
I can report back that despite initial dismay at it looking like custard in a bowl, very difficult to transfer into one of those flutes, it was a roaring success.
Wow.
Over 3/4 of a pint of puree used as mixer for my fluffy little birthday Prosecco morning / afternoon bank holiday Sunday. So thank you once again for connecting me to this cute little Brexit Britain hack that saved us in our hour, 7 hours in the day, of need.
Wow.
Big salute to the Bristol so baby proud. Food Bellini babes. Can't recommend it enough if you're in
so
a fix.
Proud.
Love
I'm
you both
so
and what you do.
With them.
You're absolutely magnificent. Bye. Bye bye bye. Bye 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 bye. And that's from Charlie.
Charlie, right, Charlie. Wow.
Right.
I thought that was going to end very badly. I was bracing for the worst.
Well, as soon as he mentioned banana, I thought, oh, we're fucked.
Yeah, I thought I cannot imagine anything more disgusting. But of course, banana daiquiris, is that a thing?
I think a banana daiquiri is a thing. I'm not massively into cocktails, that's the thing.
Well, you know, I'm not.
I'm just like, give me the booze.
Give me. That's why I like a martini. Come on, get on with that.
Yeah, I do like a martini, but it's got to be made really well, hasn't it?
It's got to be cold.
It's got to be so cold. And it's got to be, you've got to really trust who's making it.
You've got to trust them.
Because that's going to fuck you up.
That's,
and you better be ready for it.
Interesting fact, doesn't really touch the sides with me anymore.
So, Tom! You know. What, that's just pure booze?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does get you drunk?
Hope.
Hope,
yeah. I don't know. What does get me drunk? No, I do get drunk. I think red wine still has a...
Yeah. That's the thing. I'm such a lightweight that we're terrible together. Because I'm shit-faced.
And I'll be like, well, I'll be getting on with my accounts. Yeah.
It's the 31st. I've got to get in touch. Okay, let's have some more. Hi, it's Susie and Tom. My wife Laura and I both listen to your podcast weekly. So when I saw that Susie was touring near us, I bought tickets for her birthday. Oh. I'm guessing she's talking about Laura, not my birthday.
I was going to say, she bought tickets for yourself. Oh, right.
Yes, I'm going to see myself. I haven't read these before. So this is also my audition for sight reading. I'd like to apologise to Susie for being slightly late. Don't worry.
Oh, Susie.
We managed to get into the venue just after 8, but we didn't want to disturb anyone, so we waited at the back, thinking we'd managed to quickly get to our seats before you came on. However, we were wrong, and having front row seats couldn't disguise seating late. We didn't think we'd be able to make it as Laura, who usually finishes work early afternoon on a Friday, ended up being called out to a job and didn't get home till 7:15. Living 45 minutes away from the Oxford venue, we only just made it to the show. Despite being late, I wouldn't have changed a thing about the evening. Laura had a long and tough day with the job that she was caught out for. Oh, so it was a real relief when you spoke to her for a short while and put a bigger smile on her face and made the evening that extra bit special. She's been telling everyone about it.
Oh, well, that's great.
Oh, I've just realised as I'm reading this, like, this is just an email that's saying how nice my show is.
Well, read it out, Suze. Come on.
But now I feel a bit embarrassed, like I did that on purpose.
No, not at all.
I'd like to thank you, Susie, firstly for amazing Joe. Both thoroughly enjoyed it, and we're so glad we made it. But most importantly, making Laura's birthday extra special and brightening up her day. She works extremely hard in her job, and it's hugely demanding. So it's always a thrill to see a smile on her face. We've been together 13 years, married for almost 6, and she makes me laugh and smile every day. So sorry for the long email. But felt an apology was needed. Not at all. Everyone's late sometimes. I'm best friends with Tom. He's always late.
I was going to say, when have I ever been on time?
Sending you lots of love to both of you. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Mel.
Mel. Well, isn't that lovely?
Isn't that lovely?
Oh, see, there you go, Suze.
That was nice, but that feels a bit embarrassing. Like,
no, it was lovely. Okay, fine. People love it. I like to hear it.
Fine, 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 fine. Hello, wake up little Susie and ground control to Major Tom.
Lovely.
Listening to the Flowergate episode made me howl on the train from Manchester to Glasgow when you married Dusky Green, which sounds like a faded 70s country singer. And even more hilarity when you mentioned soul sensation Baby Ship Brown. Other paint colours that took their name from fictional singers, please. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Chris. Any ideas, Tom?
Took what war colours?
War colours that could be also fictional singers.
Singers.
I think Farrow and Ball could be a band.
Farrow and Ball could be, yes. Yeah. Cannonball.
Yes. Oh, I was
I think it's from Cannonball.
Mia Farrow.
Oh, yes.
And Bobby Ball.
Bobby Ball. What a lovely...
Them together. Yeah, lovely.
Finally got together in one of their showbiz parties in the company. Well, you know, the thing with Farrow and Ball is my mum's like, don't, just find out the colours you like, take them.
To Durex. Dulux.
I always want to call it Durex. That's so funny. I always have to stop myself. So when people go for a blow dry, I have to stop myself calling it a blow dry.
Oh, in America they call it a blowout, don't they?
Oh, that's right. They do call it that.
Going for a blowout, which to me sounds like people are going to really have a good drink.
That sounds like
having a blowout. Yeah. I'm just going to let things
go.
Blowout.
You just need to blow out.
But it does sound like a BJ.
It does, doesn't it? Confusingly. I'm trying to think of other
something like
Harry Styles,
Misty Blue.
Oh, Misty Blue. I think Dusty Springfield could be.
I love Dusty Springfield. Maybe Dusty a lesbian?
Maybe. We don't know. We'll never
we don't know. We couldn't say.
How could we possibly?
Let's keep thinking of that. But if anyone thinks of any good ones, send them in.
I'm just having a think. Kiki D. Imagine that'd be
quite orange. I loved Kiki D.
Orangey red. Lovely dungarees. Yeah.
Such nice dungarees. Such nice dungarees. We've had a friend get in touch from America, Tom.
Oh, goodness. All the way across the ocean.
Across the pond. Hello, Susie and Tom. First, I'd like to say that I love your podcast and your weekly banter. It makes my school runs and dog walks so much more enjoyable. I live in New Jersey, USA. I can see New York. So maybe a clang?
I'll say that's a clang.
I'd say, mother, may I? When I went to the airport recently, I met a woman at the check-in kiosk. I said, oh, hello, Sandra. You look fabulous. I haven't seen you in so long. The woman smiled politely and said, lovely to see you too, and walked away. I was a bit flummoxed why she wasn't more friendly, at which point my friend turned to me and said, how do you know Cynthia Nixon? It was Miranda from Sex and the City.
That's very nice. Oh, that's very nice. They were very polite. I was just saying, like, hi, Sandra, how are you?
Yeah, you saying you look fabulous. I haven't seen you in so long. So funny.
I just think that's such a funny way to greet someone.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra, how are you? I haven't seen you for ages. You look fabulous. Just Cynthia Nixon being like, thank you.
I suppose if you're as famous as her, probably most of the time people know who you are. But people often think that I'm Jen Brister.
Oh, do
so
they?
People will say to me, how's the twins? And I'll just say, fine.
Do you assume they're talking about your boobs?
Yeah, Pinky and Perky. The two Sandras.
The two Sandras.
I've got to go. Got to go to the shop and get an over-the-shoulder boulder holder for Sandra and Sandra.
Sandra and Sandra.
We had a good giggle about thinking we would never see her again, and then we went on to board the plane, and of course she was right in front of us in the queue. Keep the pods coming. Bye 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 bye. And that's from Catherine.
Oh, lovely to know that Cynthia does still queue up at the airport.
Yes, I think she's quite normal.
Really? Yeah.
Well, I don't. I don't know. I'm like, she's gay. I like her. No one can say a bad word.
It didn't really make sense when you watched the old series of it, though, did it? I felt.
What do you mean? What about it?
Well, because in the new one, isn't she out now? She's out.
She's out now. I've watched the first series of the new one. I haven't watched the second series of the new one.
I didn't see any of it, but like it all. I mean, I think at the time,
I think it all adds up.
It all adds up.
But you know, some people come out later.
I'm not saying they don't, Susie. Please.
I know. I know. Okay, we'll have one more. Hi, Susie and Tom. Hi, hope you're both well. This is in the same theme of saying the wrong things, which I think has come from a couple of episodes ago when I said that I accidentally told the girl at nursery that I loved her.
Oh, yes.
And I said, see you later, love you, bye. Hi, Susie and Tom. I hope you're both well. Just listening to this week's podcast and thought I'd email in. Whenever I order a takeaway and the delivery driver says, enjoy, I, without fail, says, you too. Full well knowing that he's not joining me for my takeaway. Love the podcast. Okay, bye, 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 bye.
Nice. I'm sure he doesn't mind.
Chris from Crayford.
Oh, Chris from Crayford, not far from here.
Yes.
Crayford, Craze, the Craze.
Craze.
The Craze. Oh.
Let us have one more before we...
Let us pray.
Let us pray. Dear Susie and Tom, long-time listener, since the beginning and second time correspondent, I just wanted to drop you a line to say what a banging episode it was this week. Brackets, Flowergate, 10th of May. I nearly drove off the road with laughter when listening to the segment about the demise of hashtag kindness and re-recording it three times. No memory. Tom?
No memory of that at all.
Great. This week's felt really very real and honest.
Oh, good. Wonder what we said.
Who knows? Now on to the embarrassing public moments. Mine still makes me blush.
Oh.
I'm an extremely wide reader. Clang.
Good for you.
And as a librarian, clang, I pride myself on word knowledge. However, whilst discussing a very serious topic with a group of friends, brackets, I think it was about the war in Iraq, and the behaviour of certain politicians at the time, the discussion got quite heated. And then I came out with, for fuck's sake, what they've done is wally inappropriate. What I meant to pronounce, of course, was wholly inappropriate. Oh. I still haven't lived it down. Love the podcast. Keep it going. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Tasha in Wharton Under Edge.
Ooh, what a lovely place to live. Wharton Under Edge. Is that what it is?
Wharton? Yeah, in the Cotswolds.
Ooh, that would be nice to live around there, wouldn't it, Suze?
Oh, yeah, I love the Cotswolds. It's so nice.
So lovely. So lovely. So many beautiful vistas.
Let's have one more. Good morrow to you both. Yes.
Good morrow. Good morrow.
Good morrow. It goes without saying, I love, love, love your podcast. It's been unmissable for me in the past few years. I have a bit of a first world problem that won't stop running through my head for the past year or so, brackets, though I'm definitely a ruminator to begin with. I am bisexual, or probably pansexual. I'm 42, and when I realised this as a teen, I had a terrible time of things, believing there was something wrong with me. I knew people could be gay, but I'd never really heard of bi, so what's going on? Growing up in the back end of the Welsh Valleys in the 90s, I kept it mainly to myself. I told my sister, until I got into sixth form and discovered a group of friends that I could tell. I've never had a relationship or sex with a woman, though a few close calls. But from 18, I had three boyfriends and got a husband at 23, and I'm deeply happy. I'm very monogamous, so I don't feel like I need to experience anything with a woman or anything like that. My issue is something else. I've always told boyfriends I was bi, and my husband obviously knows. And I've also told my gay friends too, but not everybody. It isn't really something that I could say on an introduction because I'm married, people just assume that I'm straight. As my daughter is now 10, and she says she identifies as pansexual, I feel like I should be more out and proud, but I don't know how to do this or whether it would seem like I'm just attention seeking if I post something on Insta or something. The person I'm most worried about telling is my best mate. We met at uni and I didn't introduce myself as bi. I fancied her, to be honest, but we were dared to kiss each other and I could tell that she definitely didn't feel the same way, but we did it anyway. I wouldn't repeat that now, but in some bars you got a free bottle of bubbly crap Prosecco for doing this. God, wasn't the early noughties a strange time?
Wasn't it an interesting time, yeah.
I'm worried that if I come out, she may feel lied to. If you manage to read this out, thank you so much. Love you. Bye, 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 bye. And we'll keep that one anonymous, I imagine. Anon.
Well, I mean, of course, I don't identify as either bi or bisexual or pansexual myself. I mean, it's very interesting. Very interesting question.
Yeah, I think that if you want to tell people, you can. I think that there was certainly a unfair sort of kind of a bullying thing that would happen for bisexual people, where people would say like, "Oh, you're doing it for attention." Which is just horrible and totally sort of denies someone their identity. So I feel like if you want to tell people, you absolutely should. And secondly, I'm sure that if you told your best friend, be like, "Oh, I've always had this and I don't know why I haven't told you, and now it's just got bigger and bigger and bigger." If they're a good friend, they'll be like, "Oh, okay, babe, don't worry."
And I don't know if this is helpful as well, but I also find sometimes comfort in the fact that none of this is new.
Like, yes,
it's always been
really
people like, "Oh..." I mean, it's always seemed to be like talked about more in upper class circles, doesn't it? But you know, like, "Oh, this, you know, oh, I had lots of same sex relationships when I was at university or when I was at school.
Yeah, yeah.
As I grew older, I didn't, or I did." And you know what I mean? Like people, I would say it's either upper class people or kind of very sort of arty people.
I agree. I've
been given that license in the past. But I think actually, obviously, it's true for everyone that there's always been people who are.
There's always been folks like us.
There's always been folks like us. Yes, exactly. So
yes.
I don't know if there's any comfort in that. You know, but I think sometimes it feels so like, well, personally, I've sometimes found like the idea of like coming out and stuff feels quite exhausting because you're like, you're the first person ever to come out.
And actually, know, I like, think people were doing it before us.
I hate to say it, Suze, but I don't think we're the first ones.
Oh, God, it's awful.
Oh, God.
Talking of the Moonpig episode, which came out a little while ago, I want to just shout out thanks to Bloom and Wild, who are sending...
Oh, they stepped in.
They stepped in. They're sending you a bouquet as well, Tom.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, me, you, and my cousin Jodie. So thanks to Bloom and Wild. Ooh, cheers, babe.
Well, thanks very much. And cousin Jodie. Oh, that's very nice.
But that's it for this week, isn't it, Thomas?
That's it. The chimes. Can you hear the chimes of the clock downstairs?
No.
It's chiming. It's charming, but lovely to catch up as always, Suze. Lovely
always
to hear from
lovely.
Everybody. If you want to get in touch, remember you can email.
Email is hello@likemindedfriendspod.com.
That's the one.
That's
Definitely.
The one.
That's the email address. Well, we love hearing from you. Suze, you get on your way now. And
I
we'll
will
see tomorrow or at some point very soon. Also,
yes.
We need to talk to the listeners about possibly going to Brighton Pride.
Yes, we are going to Brighton Pride.
I haven't been to a Pride theme for quite a while. I'm worried I'm going to be overwhelmed.
You will be overwhelmed, but in a wonderful way.
Well, I just want to wear. Alfie's talking about matching outfits. Anyway, this is a chat for another week.
Well, you know what I wore last year?
What, Suze?
A Pampers St. Clements t-shirt.
Oh, that's lovely.
Really tasteful. And I put it on and my mum went, "I don't get why it's Pride." Yeah, that too. But yeah, we'll see you next week, won't we, dear?
We'll see you next week, everyone. Okay.
If I don't see you through the window, I'll see you through the week.
Oh, you bet. All right.
Okay, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Suze Ruffle, a stand-up comedian, and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.